promise you, I won't be before you long. Pastor Kelvin told me I had 2 hours, and I asked him if I could just take 20 minutes. He said that was okay. Today's lesson is Hakuna Matata, trouble doesn't last always. Hakuna Matata, wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. You can go anywhere in the world and start humming this Lion King classic, and we'll quickly find somebody next to us singing along. Timon and Pumbaa, an animated meerkat and a warthog, dance through the jungle, teaching that tune and philosophy to the young lion Simba, inviting him to forget all his troubles and simply enjoy the blessings of life. Somebody once famously said, life wasn't meant to be easy. It's not a very popular thought, but it's true nevertheless. And if there's something that can be guaranteed about life is that we'll all experience some tough times. We often think of suffering as something that happens to us as a part of God's rescue plan. But James 1, verses 1 through 4, and a special emphasis on verse 12, helps us to see that it's a part of God's redemption. The pressure that we experience from various trials actually produces growth in us to grow as Christ. And so it goes that in life, sometimes rain must fall. Let me not be misunderstood. Living the Christian life is the best life there is because that's the only true life. But to know Christ is to know God, and to know God is to have eternal life. To know Jesus himself said that anything you give up will be repaid many times over in this life and much more in the life to come. All right. The paradox is this, that if you follow Christ, you have to lose your life in order to save it. If you can look at somebody and say, I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. So glad I don't look like that. But not only that, it says you have to go to the cross every day in order to discover the power of resurrection. Absolutely. Can somebody say, God is so good?
God is so good.
If you think every day in order to discover the power of resurrection, if you think it's easy, in the words of my mother, just keep on living. Christians traditionally have spoken of three great enemies that they face in this world, the flesh and the devil and the world out there and all around us. The flesh is in the inside and the loves to answer the call of the world. And it seems like the devil is everywhere, like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But see, life gets hard. Does anyone read these words in the scripture and ever question that? I don't think so, because we live in a fallen world. Nothing works the way it's supposed to. Sin has stained every part of our physical universe, and sin has deeply infected the human bloodstream. See, things break, our bodies wear out, we grow older and we die, and people kill each other, marriages break up, children get hooked on drugs or alcohol or even sex or all three. Babies are born with defects that cannot be corrected. Priests molest children, pastors commit adultery, our friends disappoint us, we disappoint our friends, and it seems like nothing in the world could possibly just go okay. But it doesn't bother me any, because the Bible says through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And that's why Paul told Timothy to share in suffering as a good soldier of the Christ Jesus. The most beloved hymn of all time, Amazing Grace, contains a verse that teaches us this same truth. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Truly, there are many dangers, toils, and snares along the road that leads us to heaven. And this struggle in the Christian life is lifelong and ultimately beneficial. See, we encounter God's grace through our trials in a way that would not happen if the trials had not come in the first place. There's an old principle that says when times get hard, become a student and not a victim. See, many people are professional victims, always talking about how unfair life is. See, a victim says, why does this happen to me? But a student says, I don't care why it happened. I want to learn what God is trying to teach me. A victim looks at everyone else and cries out, life isn't fair. While a student looks at life and says, what happened to me could have happened to anybody. See, a victim feels so sorry for himself that he has no time for others. See, but a student focuses on helping others so that he has no time to feel sorry for himself. See, a victim begs God to remove the problems out of their life so they might be happy. While a student has learned through the problems of life, God alone is the source of all true happiness. All
right.
See, you may be sitting there thinking to yourself, this sounds so easy to do, but what happens when trials and tribulations continue to arise in my life? That's when I'm reminded of an old song that says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. See, you may be sitting there questioning, saying, what does this young man know anything about trials, tribulations, suffering, struggle? How can he relate to that? Well, there's the old saying that says that you may see my glory, but you don't know my story. Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. See, sometimes young people, they see our mess, but they never ask us about our message. Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. They always ask us about preparing for the test, but they never teach us how to prepare our testimony. Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. There was a time in my life back February. It was a Wednesday, February the 11th, 1998, and my mother can correct me if I'm wrong. And it was 2 days later where I found out, I didn't physically know, but in the world, my mother, my biological mother, was incarcerated. And my father, he didn't want anything to do with me. So that led them dropping me off at this lady's house. And in her defense, she had just finished having her second brain surgery. And I was a sick baby because my mother was an alcoholic. My father was an alcoholic. My mother did drugs. My father did drugs. So that causes me as a child to have skin that looks bad as oatmeal. That causes me to be a very sick baby, but I can stand before you today and say God is good.
Amen.
It amazes me how as I grew up as a child, I went to school and I was walking to elementary school and I was about in third grade and this boy comes up to me and he says, hey, little bro. I'm looking, I'm like, little bro, I'm not your brother. I don't know you. And comes to find out we got the same name. And then he starts telling me about my father and my mother and how he stays with them and how they're this and that. And so I go home and I ponder a question like, who is this man telling me that he's my brother? And so I find out, you know, a little bit about my story that I did have a mother and I did have a father that came together to make me who I am today. But that wasn't, you know, really my real mother, or my real mother sitting back there because she raised me to be the man that I am today, which is a big difference. So I go through school in elementary school and I have this big attitude problem. I would get in trouble. I ain't always been a speaker and I ain't always been the best person. But God is definitely good. And what I learned throughout my trials and tribulations that sometimes you have to go through in order to get to where God wants to prepare you to be.
Right.
Sometimes you have to go through in order to get to where God wants you to be. See, after hearing my story, you may look at me a little different because you understand that I've been through something. And I may not have been through something at the same extent as you, but we all got something that we've been through. Life hasn't always been peaches and cream, and life hasn't always offered us a nice side of hot dogs and ice cream, but we still managed to move on and make it day by day. But I'm so glad that however you take a moment and you look back over your life and you analyze where you come from and you analyze where the Lord has brought you from, you can simply say and agree with me and say, trouble don't last always. As I prepare to go to my seat because my 2 hours are almost up, I want to encourage you today that just because it's raining in your life doesn't mean that there's not a rainbow on the way. Pastor Perry, I take a look back over my life and I want to leave a message with everybody in the room. And that message is how to walk on a tightrope. In other words, how to walk when life gets tight and your money's acting funny and your change is acting a little strange. How can you manage to maneuver in a world that's so, so, so cruel? In a world that is so angry and bitter and sometimes forget that happiness can still exist. But Hakuna Matata, it means no worries. Students, you're about to start school and you may be getting ready to walk on your own tightrope. Ladies and gentlemen, you may get ready to start the work week and you got your own tightrope that you got to deal with when you walk through the door. But I'm so glad that I can tell you about something that can help you maneuver throughout life. And it's about managing how to walk on your tightrope. So when you go home today, I encourage you to Google how to walk on a tightrope. And when you Google this, you will find out that there are 5 steps in order to walk on this tightrope. And you will find the following steps. The first step says to have help onto the rope. And you may be wondering who can help you onto this rope that we call the tightrope of life. And I'm reminded of a scripture that says, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help, because all of my help comes from the Lord. The next step says, learn how to stand. And when you learn how to stand, you have to put one foot in front of the other. And sometimes you may lean a little bit to the left. You may lean a little bit to the right. But if you keep your eye on the goal, and you keep your eye on the Lord, everything will seem to balance itself out. The third step you have to do when you're walking on this tightrope of life is that you can't look down. Even when it seems like you're far from the ground, if you just keep your eyes to the hills, from which cometh your help, everything will still be all right. But my favorite one that says you have to hold something in your hand. And what could you possibly hold in your hand that sticks closer than any brother? Well, in my hand, I had to hold that when my mother and father forsake me, then he shall lead me on. I had to hold in my hand that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I would fear no evil. I had to hold in my hand that if you just hold to God's unchanging hand, everything will still seem to be all right. The last step that you find is that you have to raise the rope slowly and go higher. In other words, Pastor Perry, is that it says when you learn how to walk when you're low, when you learn how to walk when you've been through something, when you learn how to walk when things didn't look promising, when God prepares you for that high place, you'll still walk just fine because you have already endured everything that all the great people have already endured, which was struggle, which all the great people have already endured, which was trial, which was tribulation, which was pain, which was everything that makes you into who you are today. So, of all the young people in the room, if y'all could come to the front. Can y'all repeat after me? Y'all ready?
Say it loud.
I need y'all to say it like you really, really mean it, okay? Like really, really loud. Like you about to go to recess, you know, that first day of school back. And you get recessed for that short period of time. You ready to have fun? All right. So I need y'all to say it really loud. You got me? All right. Say, I am.
I am.
I ain't hear you. I need them to hear you all the way in the street, okay? You ready? Say, I am.
I am.
Everything.
Everything.
That my father.
That my father.
That my mother.
That my mother.
And that my spiritual father.
And that my spiritual father.
Has prepared me to be. As I start school,
as I start school,
I will do what I'm told,
do what I'm told,
do what I know I can do,
do what I know I can do,
and learn everything that I didn't know,
and learn everything I didn't know,
because I believe in me,
believe in me,
and when you
believe in me,
we can believe in each other,
All
right, you can have a seat. So ladies and gentlemen, you'll find that if you go back to the scripture in verse 12, it says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterwards, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love them. And at the end of the day, no matter what comes in your life, at any age, at any stage, if you're just patient, patience is a virtue. And if you just hold on to that hand that you know that never changes, that'll be there in the morning, that'll be there in the noonday, that will be there in the midnight hour, that everything will still be okay. So I encourage you today to remember that song, Hakuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your days, because trouble doesn't last always. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
You had enough 10 minutes.
He gave me 2 hours and 10 minutes, everybody.